Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and we're about 4,200 short of our goal tonight, folks. We need to hear from you right now, and we have approximately 50 minutes to raise that money. And so that's about $100 an hour. We need to hear from you. So the numbers are 888-677-9673. And 888-281-1110. We're going to play a clip here, and this clip is about how Obama outed as the shadow president secretly orchestrating Hamas, Israel, false flag. All of these things is happening. We told you years ago, we told you about how Obama was behind the Joe Biden is simply a puppet, and Obama came out and actually said, he told you what he was going to do. He told you that he liked to be able to run things and virtually tear this country apart from his basement by putting somebody else out front there. And that's what he did. Joe Obama was the one they put out front there. He's like a dummy. And, folks, I hate to have to tell you this, but, well, go ahead and play the clip.
NBC News has admitted that Barack Obama has been secretly operating as America's shadow president for the last 3 years, illegally serving a third term in the White House. According to an explosive report, Obama has been secretly overseeing the Biden regime, heightening concerns that the ex-president is actually the secret commander-in-chief, with his former VP operating as a frontman. Should we really be surprised? The disastrous results of the Biden regime are far worse than anything that could be cooked up by an incompetent old man with dementia. Make no mistake, the economy has been expertly tampered with, and the world has been pushed to the brink of World War III by hidden hands. There is an arsonist in the White House, and he's left his fingerprints all over the crime scene. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community and support the channel, and visit collective.thepeoplesvoice.tv to claim a stake in the channel, earn profits, and have a say in what we do. Obama warned us years ago that he planned out his third term meticulously, right down to the details of the arrangement with his stand-in or frontman.
And what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that.
In 2023, as the economy burns and the world is in flames, we are seeing the fruits of Obama's labors. As Carrie Lake told Steve Bannon this week, Obama created ISIS. Trump destroyed them, and now Joe Biden, in his frontman role, is funding Hamas.
You went after Obama pretty hard yesterday, blaming him on the current situation. Why are you picking on Obama?
Well, for him coming out and talking about what's happening in Israel and trying to lay blame everywhere except taking any on his own. I mean, Obama, his policies.
When he said everybody's hands are dirty.
Yeah, basically, in so many words.
That was the comment that
that's what triggered me, really. Honestly, he took zero responsibility for the Iran deal, for the pallets of cash going over to Iran, which is funding terrorism around the globe, especially in the Middle East. He took zero responsibility for his help in creating ISIS and acting like it was no big deal and it could never be brought down. And President Trump, in short order, brought ISIS down in a very short amount of time. The man takes no responsibility. He's an apologist. And I was really appalled that he came out and spoke that way. If he's going to be acting that way, he really should just sit down, as I said, and shut up. But honestly, the man needs to take some responsibility for what he did. President Trump is the one who brought us peace in the Middle East. And under Obama, we saw a man stoking terrorism around the globe. And I think he's got blood on his hands for what's happening.
Carrie Lake couldn't be more right. Nobody has more blood on their hands than Barack Hussein Obama. And Trump didn't get the credit he deserved for destroying Obama's pet terrorist organization. While liberals and the mainstream media were outraged by Carrie Lake's bold statement, she could have gone even further. Obama doesn't just have blood on his hands from his time in the White House. He is now a terrorist mastermind orchestrating events from the comfort of his basement. After this quick break, we will expose what we know about Obama's dark three-letter agency past and the sick and twisted plans he has for the future of the world. But first, an important word from our sponsor. Preparedness Company is more than equipped to stock your shelves and keep or strengthen your food as graduating class at Columbia University can remember him. Many of them swear he wasn't a student at the university at all. The truth is slowly emerging about the man whose whole identity was created by shadowy three-letter agencies on behalf of the globalist elite.
2008, something unbelievable happened for us in the FBI. We were getting lots of rumors about this high-level asset that worked for several intelligence agencies at the same time. He worked for the Saudi Intelligence Service. He worked for the CIA, and he was being developed as a political asset in Chicago, Illinois. He was not even a United States citizen, but it was said that he was a student visa and that he was a national from another country. In 2008, everyone in the intelligence structure found out who he was. It was this individual whose name I don't like to say, who became president in 2008 of the United States.
And I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
One of his code names was Renegade. His real name was Barry Sortoro, but he adopted a different name for his political career. When they ran him for president, the cabal basically, this was the culmination of so many of their plans for so many years. His mission was to destroy the United States from within, one institution at a time. One of the things he did, of course, was he defunded our military. He brought down the resources that they got. But then he ordered our military in many, many instances and in various theaters to attack our allies and to defend and supply and help our enemies. That's exactly how he created ISIS. He would say publicly that the military were going to bomb our enemies, but then he would have the military actually bomb enemies of ISIS, our allies. He gave ISIS funding and equipment by basically ordering our military to take equipment into a certain theater and then abandon it. And the commanders would say, that's ridiculous. We'd just be handing that stuff over to ISIS. And the president's office would say, don't question orders, just follow your orders.
All righty, we're back. We're going to play the second part of that here, but first the phone lines have got to ring, folks. We've got to hear you. Now, Joe, let me get the numbers out. The numbers are 888-281-1110. That's especially for credit cards, too. 888-281-1110. We only have five days a week and less than actually 2 hours. We only have really about an hour and 40 minutes a night to raise enough money to stay on for the whole month. And, boy, we have to raise a lot. I mean, we really have to raise a lot to do that. And so, again, that number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Folks, like we told you before, we don't get paid for doing this. You know, we've done this all these years. We don't get paid for doing it. We do it because the cause is a righteous cause. Listen, we do it because we love our God. And God's word, the Bible, is very clear. We are to stand against tyranny. From Genesis to Revelation, he tells you resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. We do it because we love our country. We love our families. We love our freedoms. We know that better people than us have given everything they have in numerous wars. A lot of blood has been spilt. A lot of blood has been spilt to buy us the freedoms that we have. We know freedom's not free. We do it because it's the right thing to do. We don't make money doing it, folks. It actually costs us a lot in the long run, but and it's a lot of work. And I can tell you this. We work very hard. I mean, we work very hard in this ministry to keep things going. The radio program is just one part of this ministry. We really do believe. Listen, we really, really, really do believe the Word of God. We're not those people that we read about in Matthew chapter 7, that the Lord says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." No, we're the real thing. We believe in God. We believe that we have no doubts at all that someday we will hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," because we've worked so hard to hear those words. So we have to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Again, that's 888-677-9673. All right, we're going to play the second part of this, so go ahead and play the second part. Let the phones ring, folks. Call now.
Obama has a long history of using international terror groups to dictate world events, create false flags, and control the masses by terrorizing them into submission. Tulsi Gabbard went to Syria on a secret fact-finding mission in 2016 to wade through the lies and propaganda and find out what was really happening on the ground. The then-Democrat congresswoman came back to America with some shocking news. The Obama regime was funding and supporting ISIS and al-Qaeda.
I'll tell you what I heard from the Syrian people that I met with, Jake, walking down the streets in Aleppo, in Damascus, hearing from them. They expressed happiness and joy at seeing an American walking through their streets. But they expressed a question. They said, why is it that the United States, its allies and other countries are providing support, are providing arms to terrorist groups like al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, Ahrar al-Sham, ISIS, who are on the ground there raping, kidnapping, torturing, and killing the Syrian people, children, men, women, people of all ages. They asked me, why is the United States and its allies supporting these terrorist groups who are destroying Syria when it was al-Qaeda who attacked the United States on 9/11, not Syria? I didn't have an answer for them.
Obviously, the United States government denies providing any sort of help to the terrorist groups that you're talking about. They say they provide help for the rebel groups. Tell us more.
The reality is, and I'm glad you brought up that point, because this is an often talked about thing by people like Adam Kinzinger and others saying, well, we've got to support the moderate rebels. Every place that I went, every person that I spoke to, I asked this question to them. And without hesitation, they said, there are no moderate rebels. Who are these moderate rebels that people keep speaking of? Regardless of the name of these groups, the strongest fighting force on the ground in Syria is al-Nusra, or al-Qaeda and ISIS. That is a fact.
Brave Tulsi completely dismantled CNN's fake news narrative and set the record straight. But she could have gone even further. The Obama regime was not just supporting ISIS and al-Qaeda in the Middle East. These terror groups were actually created by the CIA to help the globalists achieve their goals. Obama, Biden, Clinton, Bush and Cheney are all deeply implicated, and we have all the evidence required to find them guilty of crimes against humanity in a court of law. Globalists use US intelligence agencies to create terror groups, including ISIS and al-Qaeda, out of whole cloth, to terrorize the world into submission. Those who know their history know the CIA recruited, funded, armed and trained Osama bin Laden back in the 1980s. He was always their boogeyman.
The neoconservatives, who are now in power in Reagan's White House, had created an exaggerated and distorted vision of the Soviet Union as the source of all evil in the world. One of their main influences were the theories of the philosopher Leo Strauss. He believed that liberal societies needed simple, powerful myths to inspire and unite the people. And in the 1970s, the neoconservatives had done just this. Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, and other neoconservatives had set out to reassert the myth of America as a unique country whose destiny was to struggle against evil throughout the world. Now in power, they had come to believe this myth. They saw themselves as revolutionaries who were going to transform the world, starting with the defeat of the evil empire.
We're closer to being revolutionaries than conservatives in the sense that we want to change some deeply entrenched notions about the proper role of American power in the world. We want to see that power used constructively and to enlarge the opportunity for decent governance around the world. We're not happy about the old cozy relationships with dictators.
And the man who was going to help the neoconservatives do this was the new head of the CIA, William Casey. He was convinced that Afghanistan was one of the keys to this aggressive new policy. America was already sending limited amounts of aid to the Mujahideen. But now, Casey ordered one of his agents to go and form an alliance with the freedom fighters and give them as much money as they wanted and the most sophisticated weapons to defeat the Soviet military forces.
For Casey, Afghanistan seemed to be possibly one of the keys. And so he tapped me one day to go. He says, I want you to go out to Afghanistan. I want you to go next month, and I will give you whatever you need to win. Yeah, he said, I want you to go there and win. As opposed to, let's go there and bleed these guys, make it be a Vietnam. I want you to go there and win whatever you need you can have. He gave me the Stinger missiles and $1 billion.
Yellow is the color of my true love's hair in the morning when we rise. In the morning when we rise. That's the time.
American money and weapons now began to pour across the Pakistan border into Afghanistan. CIA agents trained the Mujahideen in the techniques of assassination and terror, including car bombing.
Osama came to participate in 85. When he came, he came from a rich family from Saudi, and he had much, much money to spend.
What's less well known is that Obama continued using bin Laden for political theatre right up until the very end. Seymour Hersh, the man who revealed that the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up by Biden, or Obama, revealed that everything we were told by Obama about Osama's death was a complete lie.
But the big story, the big thing I had was saying is the basic story. Yes, the president did authorize a killing, and the SEALs did kill bin Laden. Everything after that is sort of a fantasy. Actually, as I wrote, a Lewis Carroll fantasy. First of all, the idea that bin Laden was living in Abbottabad, which was a resort town about 50 miles north, uphill, cooler, a resort town, as I say, above Islamabad, where many of the elite go in the summer and they have homes there. It's cooler. It's in the foothills. The idea that he was there without the Pakistani intelligence service, and particularly the ISI, which is a hell of a good service, and the Pakistani military, is just comical. Of course they knew where he was.
Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the elites, but we need your help. Visit collective.thepeoplesvoice.tv.
All right, we're back. And, you know, I had forgotten earlier before the program, we had Jim out here from Doers of the Word Church. He had made a donation of $2,000. So we better put him up. Jim pledged $2,000. Well, he pledged it, and he gave it already, and we brought it in. So go ahead and put Jim up for $2,000. And I'm going to see if I can get some matches. Can we get some people to match Jim for $2,000? Can we find some matches out there? And that is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. And then 888-677-9673. I'm going to match for a thousand. Okay, doers of the word. Put us down for a thousand. We really need to see if I can get some people to match us. It's very, very important, folks, that this radio program continues, because we are heading from some very, very tough times. And I can tell you this, if it wasn't Joe and I, there's a lot of things we could do. We could go off in the mountains and go fishing, but we understand that we will tell you things that the vast majority of others are afraid to do. We go where the vast majority of people are afraid to go. We do it because we really truly believe in the cause, that the cause is a righteous cause. So go ahead and put doers of the word down for 1,000. Put doers of the word down for 1,000.
And just remember, it's a partnership. We're doing the work. Your donations pay the bills, and the big bill is the radio airtime. And we have to have stations be self-supporting. And so the station you're listening to, at some point we have to have enough donations come in to pay for the airtime at that station to continue to stay on it. And so over the years, it's been a true partnership. Your donations pay the bills, we're doing the work, and together we get the word out, the information the world doesn't want you to know, and preach and teach the gospel. And one example, like Pastor was just saying, the stuff you're not supposed to know, Biden's been giving money, tax money, your dollars, to mosques that seek the total annihilation of the Jewish people. And one of the groups was the Flint Islamic Center, gave them $300,000. One of their scholars said, Jews literally live for the purpose of genocide of Palestinians. And you can check this out at Washington Free Beacon. I always have a couple sources when I do these. And millions of dollars have gone to under the program that is set in place to these mosques and different Islamic groups that have praised the terrorists, called for the destruction, and the money goes through the Department of Homeland Security. Now think about this. Money goes to Islamic organizations and mosques that want to see, you know, from the river to the sea, the annihilation of the Jews. And the money is going through our Homeland Security. Now, if that isn't an oxymoron, and we head there to California Mosque, the Masjid al-Ansar Mosque, the imam said, Jews, a bigoted and arrogant breed of people, and praying that they will suffer annihilation. The organization was given $100,000. There was the center, Islamic Center of Detroit, $150,000, and their imam said, Muslims have a fire in our hearts that will burn that the state until its demise. He called for the total eradication of the state of Israel, and on and on and on. Islamic Center San Diego, $150,000, that was a best known as the home to two of the 9/11 hijackers. There's the Council on American Islamic Relations, pro-Muslim group, was also named co-conspirator of Hamas by the federal government. And so on one hand, they're calling it a terrorist group, a co-conspirator, and at the same time, the Islamic organization got $450,000 through the Homeland Security grants, and even though the head imam claimed Palestinians were being slaughtered by the Israeli Zionist government, and it said, we stand with every resistance against Israel, every resistance against occupation, whether we're called Hamas or whether it's called Hezbollah, and as we have spoken many times on this program, there is no occupation. In 2005, Israel turned Gaza totally over to the so-called Palestinian people. There really isn't such a thing. But the Arabs living in Gaza, that Gaza Strip, gave them total autonomy, said, okay, you set your own government, do your own thing. And they keep calling it the occupied state. And there's nothing occupied about Gaza. It hasn't been now for, 25-something years? 26, 27, you know. About 27 years, they have been a free people. They elected Hamas as government. And the monies that Biden sent them, instead of helping the people, they're building resorts on a beautiful seacoast, making money. What did they put it into? 300 miles of tunnels and thousands and thousands and thousands of rockets and piles of ammunition to what? Kill Jews.
Well, this is one of the reasons none of the Arab countries will take the Palestinian refugees.
Right, not one.
Is because you have Hamas. Yeah. Yeah, so here you have all these other Arabs around them, all these, you know, Muslim nations, and they say, no, we don't want them. And so the only people that would take them is Israel, okay? And here again...
You know that 20% of the citizenship of Israel is Arab. They have complete voting rights. They have complete citizenship. And 20% of all the college students in Israel are Arabs, which is exactly equal to the percentage. In fact, there are several groups that other Arab nations have banned. They went to Israel to live their religious sects that are different, very different, and they have been allowed to come to Israel, live, and become citizens when no other Arab state would tolerate them. In fact, all the Sodomites that flee Palestine and other places, guess where they go? They go to Israel because in their country they can be killed, thrown off of buildings, murdered, and they go to Israel because they're treated humanly.
Russia says there are Sodomites here. And, of course, Obama-Biden has opened the border to as many terrorists as possible. His job, his assignment, first of all, was one, the Chinese Communist Party. They own Biden, right. but here, his boss here is still Obama, and Biden just does what Obama tells him. Keep the borders open. Keep a good supply of fentanyl coming in. It's doing its job. It's killing over 100,000 people. This way, we were making those New World Order people happy. We're keeping them happy with all of the people that are dying, the depopulation program, Bill Gates. And keep a steady flow of children. Keep a steady, because the Democratic Communist Party is flush with pedophilia at the top. I mean,
and
they are flush.
We want to change the total demographic. Look at California. We used to elect people like Ronald Reagan, governor, then president. Now the state is totally liberal, progressive. Why? They brought in so many people, they changed the demographic, and they brought in people that would be welfare, vote for the Democrat Party, and now they want to use California as the model, the Biden administration, through the open borders. They want to do it to the rest of the nation as they've done in California. It's changed the demographics, changed the nation, which will cement the Democrat Party in control forever. That's what they're up to. That's what Obama's trying to do, using Biden and his administration as a puppet government.
All righty, very good. Beverly in Michigan pledges 300. Thank you, Beverly. All righty, 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Alrighty.
And remember, we need the smaller donations. The, you know, for years, the small 20, you know, $10, $20, $30 donations kept this ministry on the air. And we still need those donations very much. I know sometimes I talked to one person, he said, well, I kind of hate to call in and, you know, I can only afford to donate, you know, $10, $20. And make a pledge, and kind of embarrassed when people make $500,000. And I said, don't be. God has given us all different abilities, different talents, and different amounts of money. And, you know, So we really need to hear from all of you out there. I know times are hard, the economy is bad, and yes, we've told you it's probably not going to get better for a long time. But this battle is a spiritual battle, and it's going to be won by putting our faith and trust in Christ and preaching his word, warning the people, and slowly many, many people are waking up to realize this isn't just political, it's a cultural Marxist revolution, but behind Marx is Satan.
Well, folks, you're going to need people that are going to be here that will tell you what you really need to hear. You're going to need people out there that will obey God and not government, that will not compromise, folks. And so that's us. We've been here 50 years, and we've never, not one time, stood down. And we're not going to do that as long as we're here. We really, really do believe the Word of God, really do. And so we need your help to help us tonight at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. This is a perfect time to call because we're going to a break.
2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Lord Almighty, I feel the temperature rise. Fire, fire is burning above and below. World, 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 you've down been set on fire. It's me you're blaming, but I tried to tell you so. It wasn't his design that you should perish in the fire. It hurts to hear you cry, burning world. Ooh, 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 I feel the temperature rising. I'm not complaining, I love this new body of mine. Burning, burning, burning. Can't do nothing to me. Walking through fire and smoke, but I feel fine. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. The difference was your cry from heaven above. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish. Time's running out, the flames are burning your body. You're crying, please help me, I wish I knew what to say. It's hard for me, it's too late now, we're believing. Lord Almighty, it's even too late for them to pray. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any fury in the fire. Refuse was your cry, it's time to die. It's just a hotter, hotter burning love. It's just hotter, hotter burning love. It's a 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 hotter, hotter burning love. This is final warning from above. 2 Peter 3:12. Looking for the hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
All right, we're back now. All right. I tried to bring us back before I was finished. That guy sounded awful familiar. Okay. All right, we have Stephen in Minnesota pledges 100. Thank you, Stephen. And James in New York pledges 40. Thank you, James. All right, we're still looking for somebody from Jim from Ohio. Jim from Ohio pledged 2,000. Jim from Ohio pledged 2,000. Can we get a match? Can we get one match? One match for Jim from Ohio. Doers of the Word Baptist Church pledges 1,000. Can we get a match for 1,000? 1,000 tonight. We don't have that much time left. We will be here, Lord's willing, till midnight. Again, we have less than 10 hours to raise enough money to stay on the air for an entire month. So we really need your help to do it. And I can tell you this, as long as we've been here 50 years, we have always done our absolute best. And I can say this, Joe. I can actually say, Joe, we've never given less than our best. We've always given it our very, very best. Even on days when things weren't going too good and we didn't feel too good, we know that who we're here for. The Lord says to occupy, and we did. Okay, Chuck in Illinois gives 25. Thank you, Chuck in Illinois, for the 25. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. How the billionaires elite employ Marxism to manipulate the world. Okay. Raymond Abraham lauds Hannah Harlan's new work on the erosion of liberty, the rise of groupthink. And what is ultimately behind so many of the manufactured ills plaguing the West, from leftist lunacy and gender insanity to unnecessary lockdowns and wars? In a word, the ultra-rich, the billionaire elite, so argues best-selling author and World News Daily columnist Hannah Nibintu Herland in her latest book, The Billionaire World, How Marxism Serves the Elite. In a series of brisk chapters, Herland, an African-born historian of religious and the founder of the Herland Report in Scandinavia, traces all of the world's major problems back to the billionaire elite and their use of Marxist repressions and social engineering. You're talking about people like Bill Gates, people like George Soros, and so on. While this may seem counterintuitive, Herland makes and documents several powerful arguments. The fact that a tiny elite control much can be seen in that even seemingly opposing and competing brands such as Coke and Pepsi are usually owned by the same companies, Harlan says. The same applies to supposedly opposing leftist and rightist media. A sultry six-pack corporations control 90% of all U.S. media. As for the political arena, the richest of 0.1% have accounted for 40% of all campaign contributions through the corporate donations. Now, he's talking about the mainstream media. Now, here, we're not a part of that. And by God's grace, the social media out there, we are, and by the radio programs, AM talk radio, we're growing and we're growing in numbers. But it's getting harder and harder because they're trying to squeeze us out. And you saw what, what's his name, did in New York to knock us off, Joe.
We thought it was somebody else, and it turned out to be, what's his name, that was mayor, de Blasio.
No, it wasn't de Blasio.
No, not de Blasio. That's who I thought it was. It wasn't de Blasio. It was
Bloom, I want to say Bloom.
Bloomberg?
Bloomberg, yeah, it was Bloomberg. He bought the stations off just to knock us off. So, all right, folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Again, we don't have much time. Right now, we will be here, Lord's willing, till midnight for 20 more minutes. And we really need to hear from you in the next 20 minutes because It's getting tougher. Now, and again, I want to remind you that we bring you stories that you're not going to get. We let people let you know what's happening. We will not compromise, but we have to be on the radio to do it, and it takes money. And we're not billionaires here. And we can't use, as the opposition does, uses your tax dollars against you. So, but here's some good news, Joe.
You were talking about that Hamas terrorist billionaires. They're living in Qatar as one of the places, and we're really cozy. Our government's cozy. We know where these Hamas leaders are. Hezbollah has some of the same thing. They've got billionaire leaders that have homes in different places like Qatar in the Middle East, and they're providing hundreds of millions of dollars in assistance to all these terrorist groups, and Qatar is allowing money to be transferred, covering up things. So, it's one of those things they don't talk about. They hide the truth. And, hundreds of millions of dollars flow into, like, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, other groups, and they come from Iran. And often the money is funneled through businesses and organizations and governments like Qatar. So, America just real chummy, doing a lot of business with the state. And if you never know, I haven't heard one condemnation of what goes on in Qatar with supporting terrorism. Have you?
No, but you see, again, remember what we just read out of Matthew chapter 7, when the Lord talked about depart from me, you, the work iniquity. Here today, even you have organizations like Catholic Charities and some of the big Lutheran. These are virtually communist organizations. They're giving money.
Catholic Charity is a communist group. We talked about that many years ago, I think.
Yeah, and so they give money. They actually have Planned Parenthood people that are on the board of Planned Parenthood sitting on the board of Catholic Charities. And so, but not just them, the World and National Council of Churches, these have gone totally apostate. They've gone communist on there.
Well, actually, you remember when we had the Progressive Caucus, those groups that were started by Bernie Sanders, a friend of mine found it on the Progressive Caucus was on the Democratic Socialists of America's website. And they were talking how they were proudly socialists, and those groups you just mentioned were groups that supported the Progressive Caucus, which was a subset of the Democratic Socialists of America. And so there you have it. I mean, this was clear back in, mid-80s, if my memory serves me correct. It was a long time ago. And when we started putting the news out about the Progressive Caucus, all these socialists in our Congress, the website came down, and we found out later it was just transferred to Bernie Sanders' website and just kind of kept hidden for years till we found it again.
Well, the entire Democratic Party, what it's called Democratic Party today, is communist. It's a communist organization. Yeah. There's
like I said, this was back in the 80s when they were forming it, coming out, declaring themselves to be openly socialist. And it's been progressing downhill toward communism ever since.
Well, when Dennis Kucinich was in Congress, he was the head of that for a while. Now he seems to be a little bit confused.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now he seems to have backtracked, like you said. All right. No thanks. Nearly 17,000 people signed petition slamming the non-binary and transgender extravaganza, Macy's plans for upcoming Thanksgiving Day parade. Folks, we want to lead here in a boycott of that parade. We want to boycott the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. A fast-growing number of concerned parade fans have signed the petition. The conservative group behind the petition says it is not a family-friendly. Of course not, okay?
Not.
Nearly 17,000 have signed on the online petition decrying a non-binary and transgender extravaganza at the upcoming Thanksgiving Day parade over two gender non-conforming performances in the lineup. And so a petition organized by 1 million moms, a part of a conservative American family association, says that the event will expose tens of thousands of viewers at home at the liberal LGBTQ agenda. So I would encourage everybody out there to make sure they do not watch it. And let everybody know. Let as many people as you can say, you know what, we're not going to watch this. Because, again, you know, here, remember, go woke, go broke. Koch learned, right? When Koch was saying that the white people need to become learn how to become less white, all of a sudden they had to back away from that.
They lost a lot of money over that. They kind of kept that quiet, but they lost billions of dollars on that. Koch did, and then you had the
Bush beer, Bush Light. They lost over $30 billion, over $30 billion off of that. And then you had Target pushing their pedophilia, transgender, you know, same.
Their clothing and all that. Now this American, you know, the 1 million moms is a part of the American Family Association, and they say that this, you know, Thanksgiving Day parade is going to expose tens of millions of viewers at home to the LGBTQ, you know, XYZ agenda. And, you know, Macy's, the sponsor of the event, is not answering any questions from anybody about what's happening to their parade. They're keeping their mouth shut. So basically, the sponsor of the parade is Macy's. It's called Macy's Thanksgiving, and I think the Macy's store is going to find out, like Bud Light, it's going to lose a lot of customers, and I hope it does.
Yeah, they've got, I'm looking at these drag queens that they've got there. They want to put the drag queens in the parade, and so folks,
yep.
I would ask you all out there, I'm looking at some of their pictures here, they've got it. I would ask all of you to tell as many people. Kim Petras, the first trans pop star to appear in the parade. And so she's going to be there. You got, this is Glisten.
Justin David Sullivan is a trans non-binary singer, you know, and then there's some other guy, Alex Newell, male, and he, you know, presents himself as female. And so they're having a quite a little group that they're pushing. They're going to be, major players in the parade.
Shock video. White House school student, white high school student, severely beaten and kicked to death by 15 thugs at Las Vegas school after defending his friend. In a brutal episode of violence, a 17-year-old Las Vegas native, Jonathan Lewis, died following a vicious attack by a group of 15 cowards, 15 woke, 15 communist, antichrist, Rancho High School students. Jonathan Lewis, Sr., the victim's father, confirmed this on Tuesday. The attack.
Yeah, he's been, in a coma or in a hospital going downhill for a couple of weeks. The attack happened a couple of weeks ago, and just right outside the school building. And we've been warning people this violence is increasing across not only the nation but the world. I've got another article. There was a seaside town in jolly old England. Not jolly anymore, folks. Police have admitted that children as young as 12 years old are terrorizing this popular UK seaside town, where residents say the gangs of young people are like packs of animals baying for blood. There's a Weston Upper Mare in North Somerset, and apparently there's gangs, some of these children, 10, 11, 12, are running around attacking women, old people,
That's what you call progress, folks. We're the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And we're out of time for tonight. So, folks, again, we're getting to the point where we started today. The Lord Jesus, the title of the message is to make your salvation sure. Have you made your salvation sure? And again, remember in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the vast majority of people that have a profession of faith, the vast majority of people claiming to be Christians are going to hell. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Listen. And we're going to get into this as we go through the message this week. You're going to want to know, we're going to show you, how would you know? How do you know if you're saved? Because a lot of people say to me, Pastor, I think I'm saved. I hope I'm saved. But the Bible tells you how you can know.
No, for sure, yes.
Right, right. But we hit on it tonight about the fruits you bear. Maybe think about this. Would you rather go to church on Sunday morning or go playing golf? About that. Would you rather go to church or go to play golf? Would you rather go to a Bible study or go to a movie?
Bible study.
Okay.
And where I live, deer season, rifle season started Saturday. And of course, everybody and his grandson, granddaughter, wife, mother were deer hunting. And Sunday, almost everybody I know was in church. Even the ones that didn't get their deer, they went to church instead of deer hunting. They were out this morning, but they were in church on Sunday.
All right, folks, you might want to say, well, let me give you those numbers very quickly. We still need to hear. We're going to be here till 12, about 8 more minutes. We have to hear from you. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And, folks, here's a lot of people say, how do I know? What do I do to get saved? First of all, you have to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. And what do you do? Well, here, the Lord Jesus made it clear. First, repentance. Remember what he said. He said, unless you repent, you too shall be as these others. Okay, repent or you're going to perish. We go all the way back 6,000 years ago. We had Noah preaching repentance for 120 years, folks. Now, today you have the Prosperity Church out there, the Word of Faith movement. They're teaching repentance is not even necessary for salvation. That is wrong. That's an absolute lie. Repentance is necessary.
Well, so, 1 John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
So if you'll just repeat after me, if you'll repeat after me out there listening tonight, you don't know how to do it, just repeat after me. Just say what I say, and I'll say it slowly for you. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I come before you.
I come before you.
As an unsaved sinner.
As an unsaved sinner.
But Father God. You placed your son. Upon the cross. He died a substitutionary death. He took my place. He took my sins upon him. Right now, Father God. I'm asking you. To forgive me of my sins. Right now, Father God. I'm asking the Lord Jesus to be Lord of my life. All of my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Holy Ghost. We're out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, I want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, always, always
keep
fighting the...
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.